call each one of us out to fulfill our calling. It's taken from the story of Moses when he was born, all the babies were being killed, and the mothers were trying to protect the Hebrew babies that were born in Egypt. And so they hid Moses for about 3 weeks, or was it 3 months, at home, and then they realized, you know, he's going to be discovered and he's going to be killed. So they made a little ark, pitched it with the tar, put the baby in, and put it in the reeds of the river. And then his sister watched over the baby. And who knew? But Pharaoh's daughter came down, discovered the baby, took the baby as her own. The sister came out and said, do you need one of the Hebrew ladies to be a nursemaid to the baby? And she said, yes. She said, I know someone. So actually Moses' mother came, took Moses and nursed him and taught him and trained him, established his identity as a Hebrew. But he also grew up in Egypt as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. The story, and in this verse here, it says in in the first portion, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, he became her son, so she called his name Moses, saying, here's the, because I drew him out of the water. The meaning of the name Moses is to be drawn out, to be drawn out. Moses was put in the reeds of the river. He never experienced the current of the river. He was in the reeds. Now, for his purposes, it was good as a baby, but he never experienced the current of the river, never experienced the river. He was there in the little eddies, in the reeds. But he was drawn out, and he was called Moses because he was drawn out. He was drawn out to his destiny, to his purpose. So here's the next statement I would say to you. I believe the middle name of everyone here is Moses. Moses, because God wants to draw us out. He wants to draw us out of a place where we're sort of in the reeds, where we're sort of in the river, but we're never experiencing the power of the river. We're just sort of on the side in the river. And God wants to draw us out of the reeds to the full power and current of the river, to the destiny, the purpose God's called us to. That's why I say we're all Moses. We all have a mission. We all have a purpose. God wants to draw you out to fulfill your calling. But Moses had a bad experience with his identity and calling. A bad experience. As he grew, he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew. He knew he was a Hebrew because his mother had taught him. He knew who he was. And so he went to deliver his brother, so-called, and killed the Egyptian, hid the body. The next day, he's out and he sees two Hebrews fighting. And he separates and said, no, don't fight, don't fight. And now they react to him. And they say, who made you a prince over us? You're going to kill one of us like you killed the Egyptian yesterday? Well, Moses realizes now this is known, and he's got to leave. He's got to escape, and he runs from that place. Where does he run to? Midian. The land of Midian. The land of Midian was the land between Egypt and the promised land. He went to a middle territory. You see, he knew he was a Hebrew. He was sort of raised as an Egyptian. He had the influence of the Egyptian culture. He tries to do what he feels is right, but it all goes wrong. And now he feels, what do I do? I thought I was doing right. Now I'm misjudged. Now my own brethren, they are accusing me, and I've got to flee. So he runs to this middle ground of Midian, and he begins to be a shepherd for a man there, marries the man's daughter. They have children. And for 40 years, Moses is just there in Midian. He's not really a Hebrew. He is a Hebrew. He's not really an Egyptian. He's in this middle ground. And I think sometimes we get in that middle ground. We've had a bad experience with our spiritual experience. Maybe you got involved in something and you thought you were doing what's right, but then you had a run-in with somebody and you've been accused and you feel falsely accused. You've been misunderstood, maybe by a pastor, maybe by an elder, maybe by a fellow person in the church, maybe just another Christian. And you feel like, you know, I tried to do what's right, but now if I'm going to be judged and if I'm going to be wrong, well, I'm going to leave. I'm going to get out of here. And where do you go? You go to Midian. You go to a middle ground where you can just sort of settle into your life. I'm a Christian, but you know, my calling, my destiny, I tried that. It didn't work out. How many can identify? I think we all can to a certain extent. We've all been through experiences like that. You know, what did God do in that situation? God called Moses out of the bushes, is how I worded it here. What do I mean by that? I often wondered, why did God show Moses a vision of a bush that didn't burn up? Well, what was the significance of that? Now, we know it got his attention. He said, I'm going to turn aside and see this sight of this bush that's burning, but it's not burning up. But I believe that God was saying to Moses, I want to draw you out, just like you were drawn out of the reeds. I want to draw you out of this land of Midian, because those reeds, as it were, has grown into bushes. And these bushes in your life have ensnared you, entrapped you, wrapped themselves around you. You have become content just to live in a subpar, middle ground spiritual existence. And I want to draw you out to your destiny, to your purpose. And so he gives them this vision of a fire that's meant, you'd think it would burn up the bush, but it doesn't. And as I'm thinking about this, it's like the bush is just overgrown reeds. And really, what he was drawn to, it became to be, Moses was caught in a bush of excuses. Excuses. And it was almost like the Lord is saying, you know, I put a fire in you. I've got a purpose for your life. I want you to shine for me. But you know what? That should have burned up all your excuses. But the excuses are not being burned up. And I want to get your attention to say, you know what? You need to come on fire for me and let it burn up all your excuses. Because when God called him, first of all, he says to Moses, the ground that you're standing on is holy ground. And I would say to us today, when we're in that situation, you might think you're just living your life and God's saying, you're holy to me. Where you walk and where you go are holy ground. I have a purpose for your life. I have a destiny for you. But you're not living it out. You're bound by your excuses around your life. You're not feeling the flow of my spirit. It's like before when you're back in the little reeds by the river. I want to draw you out. You're Moses. I want to draw you out. Here you are living for years and years in Midian, and you sort of got a nice, contented life, but I want to draw you out. I want to set you on fire. I want you to fulfill the purpose I have for you. And so what was Moses' response? We find it here. Moses says in Exodus 4:10, then Moses said to the Lord, oh, my Lord, I'm not eloquent. Neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I'm slow of speech, slow of tongue. And the Lord says, and listen, I'll be your mouth. I'll be your spokesman. He earlier said, well, how will I do this? And God says, I'll be with you. Well, how will they know? He said, I'll do miracles. God's constantly telling Moses, you feel like you're inadequate. You feel you can't do it. But don't you know I'm with you? I have a purpose for you. Your life is holy ground. I want to draw you out to fulfill your purpose. And so on and on he goes. Now, here's the amazing thing. It's almost, again, like Moses living out the vision he saw. The entanglement, the excuses that have entangled his life, that's holding him back. God wants to burn those excuses off. Now, he burned off most of those excuses because Moses responded. But finally, as we see, and I'm not going to take time to read the verses, our time is going. But he told Moses, he said, Moses kept saying, I can't speak. God says, I'll be your spokesman, I'll be with you. And so then it says, and let me read this verse here. The last part, Exodus 4, verse 14. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. Moses was making so many excuses why he couldn't do this and he couldn't do this. And God keeps saying, I can do it. That actually the Lord got angry with Moses. And then he says to him, is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know he can speak well. In other words, if you're just going to look at natural ability, yes, Aaron's a better speaker than you. But I want you to know I'm calling you to go and speak because I'm going to be with you and I'm going to enable you. But you keep saying, I can't. Okay, Aaron, if you're going to just go with natural ability, okay, Aaron, let Aaron be your spokesman. You can read the whole portion here. And so Aaron and Moses goes and Aaron becomes the spokesman. It wasn't what God wanted, but God accommodated. It's an amazing thing. When you argue with God, sometimes you win. Because God's not going to make you do something you don't want to do. He wants to burn up all your excuses, all the things that hold you back. He wants you to get out of that middle ground. He wants you to move into the fullness of God. You have so much more potential than you think you have. Now, as we read the story going forward, we realize Aaron messed up. Because when Moses is on the mountain, the children of Israel, they get restless and they wanted God to serve and Moses isn't there. And so Aaron actually makes a golden calf. And he has them bow down to the golden calf, which God displeased the Lord. See, that was Aaron. Aaron did not have the call. He had natural ability to speak, but he didn't use it in the way God wanted. And it was a detriment to Israel. Now, God intervened and redeemed the situation when Moses came back on the scene. But it's a very, very difficult thing. Don't feel like, hey, if I don't do it, someone else will do it. Well, God's always sovereign. He'll do what he's going to do. But I want you to know your life is holy. There's a call on your life, and that's the last point I think is on your notes here. You have a calling and an assignment from God. You have a calling and assignment from the Lord. Paul writes in Ephesians 4:1, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, you're not your own, you're a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling for which you were called. There's a calling on your life. Your natural self would say, I'm not able, or I had a bad experience, I tried that, didn't work out, not going to get in that situation again. And you just withdrawn to a mediocre life, mediocrity. And God says, I got so much more for you. I'll put a fire in you. Let it burn up your excuses. Move out into my will. I got an assignment for you to do. And if you're willing, you'll be amazed what God will do. You know, I see it even on the people right now that's on staff. See Pastor David going through a situation a number of years ago where he might have felt like he was misjudged and not thought well of or whatever, but he just maintained the ground. And now he serves as our associate pastor. Beth, we've already talked about Beth. So shy when she came in, and yet growing in the gifting, and her gift made room for her. And all the excuses, she was able to let them burn up. And now she's entering into, I just believe, a realm in her life that's going to be so fulfilling and blessing to the church. But it took 20 years for her to get there. God knows. I'm just challenging you. Don't sit back. I don't know why. I don't know what excuses come to your mind. Well, that's not my personality. Or, oh, I don't have time. Or, I don't have this. or my life is too comfortable. I just like the way I'm living now. I don't want to get more involved. That's what Moses was feeling. And God's saying, I'm calling you out. I'm drawing you out. I'm drawing you out to fulfill your calling and purpose for God. So that's my challenge to you today, that you'll respond to whatever God is saying to you. I know in my own life, there's been different times in my life, and I could go through a history of times when I felt inadequate. God gave me an opportunity. I didn't feel I could do it. Whether it was first going to Tennessee where I met my wife and I learned to preach that summer. Some of you don't know the story, but I was challenged to do something I felt I couldn't do. Going on the radio. I'd had a bad experience on the radio, just fumbling and embarrassed myself. So when the opportunity to go on the radio, I thought, I can't do that. I can speak to people, but I can't be on the radio. I don't know why. But I persevered through that. And it's amazing to me how many people are blessed by the radio ministry. Right up until about 20 years ago, I was out west at a conference and I was pulled out and a prophetic word was spoken over to me. And I still remember it because it was vivid. And along this line, it said, you need to step up. There's more for you. Step up. But I didn't feel I could, and I won't go into the details of it all. But you know what? That prompted me. There was sort of a fire in that. And I needed that fire to burn up an excuse that was in me. And so it is with you. Wow, what potential do you have? What holy ground are you? How much Satan wants to entangle you and hold you where you are. But God wants you to step up and say, hey, I know I can't do it, but God's with me. He's going to enable me. And here's the final thing I would say to you. I wrote it down. Divine provision and enablement is guaranteed at the place of your assignment. Amen. That is so true. Divine provision and enablement. It's guaranteed when you step up to your assignment because God's got a purpose for your life. Let's stand together this morning. Well, you've had a full Sunday. We've had worship. We've had a baby dedication. Anointed Beth, we challenge you to the walk of lights. But the biblical basis here is for us all. What is God challenging you to do? It may be along some of these lines. Maybe God wants you to take a position. Maybe he wants you to get involved. You know, that first service, this place was just lined up with children. And Laura was telling us in our staff meeting, we got so many more kids coming now. I don't have teachers. You know what? Someone needs to step up. The challenge, as we said, of all these areas of walk of lights, maybe that's just a place to start. To say, you know what? Hey, I wasn't expecting. You know what? I'm going to step up and see what God does. Or maybe it's a bigger thing that you know at your work or whatever. Whatever God is saying, whatever the application is to your life, God wants to draw you out to fulfill your destiny. Father, that's our prayer. I pray it for me, for everyone here this day. You have a great plan. You have purposes for us all. The thoughts you have towards us are just beyond measure. And they're plans, Lord, you have for us to give us a future and a hope. Lord, you want to fulfill your will on this earth through us. Help us, Lord, to step up. I pray that you'd shake off of us all the bondages, all of our excuses, all our lethargy. And help us to step into your plans and purpose. In Jesus' name, let it be so. And if you feel it in your heart, and I mean, you got to think about this, I want you to say amen. But your amen is going to be, Lord, let it be. Would you say amen with me? Amen. Let it be so. Thank the Lord.